Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Block Talk Radio again tonight to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people saved and healed and set free and delivered. We just want everybody to join us tonight and worship the Lord with us and praise the Lord with us. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So we got to praise him and we got to lift him up. And we just want everybody to know that if they got any prayer requests that's listening by Facebook, to just put them in the comments below, put the praise reports or the prayer request in the comments below, and we'll get back with you, and we'll pray over them. And just let all your friends and your neighbors and your family know about the broadcast tonight. Share it out for us and like it if you will, and we'll appreciate that. And we are coming out of 2 Corinthians 10:4 tonight. And I'll read it. I'm going to read 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I was just looking at this today, and I was thinking about Paul, and he was not waging against a fleshly battle, but he was warring against a spiritual battle there. And I just thought, that's the way that we're doing, you know. We're not fighting against flesh and blood.
Praise
and
God.
We're just fighting, you know, a spiritual. I can't think of the word that I need, but we're fighting in the spiritual realm is what I'm trying to say. And the way that we fight in the spiritual realm is through the prayer and reading the Word of God, having faith, and through the power of the Holy Ghost. And Paul, he tore down the strongholds by doing that I just read there. And that's what we have to do also. We just have to resist the devil, and he'll flee from us, and we have to just get a hold of God and just have the faith that we know that he will break every stronghold when we pray. And I just want to thank God for everything that he's been doing on the broadcast and for all the people that have been calling in saying that they've been enjoying it and people's been being touched.
Yes, hallelujah.
And we just thank God for all the new listeners. We thank God for the ones that from all around the world that have been listening. We thank God for the ones that
bless your Lord,
that have come on here to, Lord, help me.
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, to help us out and to pray for us. And just pray for me tonight because I'm having a physical battle today. So just remember me, and we're going to turn it over to Tim and have Tim just sing some songs for us, and then we'll be coming back and having our pastor to obey the Lord.
Praise God. Bless him, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy
thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy
thank
name.
You, Lord.
Give me your hand, let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. Oh, whenever we bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan reigns dead. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with our Lord on our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan raises. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raises. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raises. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Name of the Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
We are living sing in the final hour? Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a devil that goes in vain, just when they're on the ground, and there's no God's word to be done. So what you gonna do? Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls is on you? You gotta tell them the truth, sir, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is open, coming out. Now we must work, God, now there is light. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So today, while time remains, and the blood still flows, from the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. Tell me what's gonna do, church. Tell me what's gonna do. How many dying souls in on you? You gotta tell the truth, sir, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is open, coming out. You gotta tell them about Jesus. We gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door, only door. You gotta tell them the truth, church. That we're living in final hour. Mercy's door is open, coming out. Mercy's door is open, coming out. Mercy's door is open, coming out. At this time, we're going to call up our pastor, Don Harrison. Here he is. If y'all have any comments or prayer requests, y'all put it down in the chat, as Mom already said, that all these people that's over here on this other broadcast that get to hear that, because I didn't have the camera turned on yet. Because we're on another broadcast too at the same time.
Praise the Lord this evening. Thank God for another time. The Lord has blessed us. Praise God to be able to gather again.
Amen.
Thank God for the good work of the Lord and good songs of Zion. Praise the Lord and asking us what we're going to do. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And you know, because mercy door is coming down. Hallelujah. And time is truly running out for a lot of people.
Amen.
And we just want to reach out to the Lord and do our very best and to try to lift him up to this lost and dying world that don't know the Lord. Praise God. A lot of requests and been coming in and different ones that needs prayer tonight and want you to pray and pray one for another. Praise God. I do want you to remember Sister Betty Vandegrift and Brother Johnny went on to be the Lord there and just said they sort of all lived together in together there at Birchwood and children and grandchildren and Claude Whitener and them and just hold them all up in prayer. I know they're devastated and their hearts is very sad and very broken. Praise God, when you're so close together and one leaves right out of the midst of you, it leaves an emptiness and a longing in your heart, so that only the Lord can comfort you and help you through a day and a time like that. Praise God, so hold him up in prayer as you pray, and we'll be there with him on Saturday in the funeral, so let's hold him all
Yes.
As we pray that something will be said or done to help some lost soul turn their heart to God. Praise the Lord and thank God for the broadcast again today for the
Amen.
Subject of the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the tearing down. And I'll say we got power. We've had a lot of situations and a lot of powers and a lot of forces that's coming from the devil trying to overcome you and trying to overrun you and override you. But through Jesus Christ, you and I got power over the powers of the devil and over the things of this whole world. Praise God that we can reach out and get a hold of a higher power and rejoice, and that is in the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. I tell you, our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty. Praise God. And the Lord has given us power over all powers of the enemy. Praise God. And you know, I like that where he said, casting down imagination. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, devil gets in people's minds and our minds and trying to overrun us or override us and pull us down or pull us away from the ways of the Lord and the right things of God. But I say tonight, and the Word of God done said it, we got power to tear down.
Yes.
Or to pull down imaginations and strongholds. Praise God, it would bring us down and would pull us away from the Spirit and the love of Christ. Hallelujah. And I tell you, every situation that we come up against or every problem that we come again or face or go through with, the Lord has already made a way for us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I guess that's the reason David said, I look to the hills, which cometh my help, and my strength cometh from the Lord. And the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Church, we got to know and remember where our power comes from, where our strength comes from. Hallelujah, it comes from the Lord. And the Lord, didn't he say, I've got all power, both in heaven and in earth. And he's given you and I power to tread on scorpions,
Amen.
Power over the enemy. Praise God that we can stand with victory in our hearts and in our lives.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people that says they're Christian, but they're living the defeated life they put down, praise God, because they give in to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. But thank God we don't have to give in
Amen.
To them spirits, praise the Lord, because we've got the power in the name of Jesus
yeah.
Christ to tear it down.
Jesus.
And to tear down the forces of hell, Jesus,
yeah.
as I hit on a little bit last week, as he was there in the wilderness, tempted of the devil,
yeah.
40 days and 40 nights, and he said afterwards he hungered. Praise God, and the devil knowed how that he was hungry. That's the reason he tried to get him to turn them stones and the bread. But Jesus just put him behind him and said, man don't live by bread alone,
Amen.
But by
Amen.
Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Jesus cast down that power and that spirit.
Yes.
Had that imagination. And he might have tried to, the devil tried to get him imagined. Praise the Lord, how good maybe a little bread would taste
mm-hmm.
if he had come out in stones that they be made bread. but Jesus put it down. And church, we got power, praise God, to put it down and to put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's our Lord. He's our strength.
Yes.
He is our helper.
Yes.
In the time of need.
Amen.
And in the time of trouble. And there are a lot of needs out there. And there are a lot of requests out there. Tonight, but I believe the Lord is able to take care of every one of them.
Amen.
Praise God, and he will. As we believe upon him. I want to read maybe one verse here as we get into it, and then I'll go a little deeper, but nevertheless, in the book of Philippians, praise God, chapter 4 and verse 19. Listen what Paul in the statement that he made here. Praise God. He said, but my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, is he my God tonight?
Yeah.
Is he your God?
You.
Praise the Lord. But as he started the verse off here, he said, but my God. I'm glad to know that he's mine and your God, ain't you?
Amen.
Well, if I'm his and he's mine, hallelujah, I'm believing that whatever I pray for or ask him in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm persuaded and I believe that he's able to supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. But my God, David even said it. He said, my God, my Lord. Praise God. And there's something about that. If you recognize it, you know that he's your God. He's my Savior.
Yeah.
I'm his child.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And he wants to do you good. And he wants me and you to prosper and be in health and be in strength as our soul prospers. So somehow, some way, we've got to pray and we got to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My God is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As he read it here, he said, but my God, praise God, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to know, and I'd like to get deeper into this thing and get more of faith and more understanding to know, praise God, and to believe that whatever I ask him in the name of Jesus Christ, praise God, and he'll give it to me.
Yes, amen.
And he'll build us up.
Thank you.
And make us stronger and stronger day by day.
Yes, thank you.
There's too much doubt and unbelief.
Amen.
In people today that claims to be preachers. Church, we got to believe.
Thank
and doubt not in our heart.
Yes.
But believe that the Lord is able. And not only do we believe that he's able, we got to believe that he will.
Amen.
Doubt and unbelief will take you to hell. And we'll never get anywhere.
Amen.
With the Lord, if we full of doubt and unbelief, church, we need to speak faith. We need to speak deliverance.
Yes.
We need some churches today that will speak. And when we speak, we believe that the Lord is going to meet our needs.
Amen.
I know and recognize There's so many needs. And people today has needs in their bodies and in their lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I know that we've got a Savior.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he's already borne the stripes.
Amen.
And by them stripes, you and I are healed.
Yes, amen.
But I want to think of one thing, and I'm going to go back here just in a little bit and talk to you about two sisters, praise the Lord, and one was cumbered about much serving and did all these things, praise God. But brother, I'll tell you, but said their other sister had chosen the good part. And that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that really matters in your life and in my life,
yeah,
if we ride with the Lord,
right,
and if we're servants of obedience, that when the Spirit of the Lord tells us or leads us, he went and led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the Spirit will not lead you wrong, will it?
Yeah.
It'll lead you into righteousness and into holiness,
yeah,
and deeper into the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's the devil trying to lead people away from the right ways of the Lord,
amen,
praise God, and we all been out of shape of the pain of this world, and we desire too much of earthly things, praise God, and ungodliness, hallelujah, when we need to desire righteousness and holiness and cleanness before the Lord Jesus Christ. All the days of her life. And Fred David said, my God, my God.
Yeah.
Paul said, my God. Who's, praise God, is he your God tonight?
Amen.
Is he my God? Have I chosen, praise God, the good things are my trouble and I'm cumbered. And all time, I've got to do this or do that, but I don't have no time for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't got no time, somebody said, to pray. I ain't got no time to read God's word.
Amen. Come on.
I ain't got time to go to church no more. But you hear me, but I got time for everything else.
Amen, come on.
Hey, come on.
Well, what's a pulling us? And don't take me wrong, I know the devil's a pulling. I know he's a deceiving. And I know he's a, but there ain't the one thing that really matters. And it certainly is not pleasing the flesh.
Amen.
And it ain't pleasing the devil.
Amen.
But who do you and I need to please? It is not everybody that said, Lord, Lord, praise God, going to enter in, but them that does his will.
Amen.
What is his will? What is his will? That I'll prosper and I'll be in health and I'll be in strength. Lord, help my soul, God, to prosper.
Yes.
Amen.
Let me prosper in the spiritual world.
Amen.
In the spiritual world. Somebody said this world, hallelujah, praise God, ain't spiritual. But the world you and I are supposed to be in is supposed to be spiritual. Jesus said it.
Amen.
He said we're in the world, but we're not in the world.
Yes.
But my God, what there's a world full of needs. There's a world full of requests. Hallelujah. But who am I going to take them to? I'm going to take them, and the word said, let your request be made known unto God. Because he's the one, hallelujah, can turn things around.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you again, you already know it. He is the healer.
Yes.
He is the deliverer.
Amen.
He's able to supply all of our needs.
Yes, amen.
According to his riches and glory. And church, we got to put our trust in him. We got to put our faith in him.
Yes.
And we got to get into him.
Amen.
Into the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. And when we get in it, we need to walk in it. Yes. Praise God, that we'll be what the Lord would have us to be.
Yes.
But my God. My God, I love it when David said, my God, he's my buckler. He's my keeper. He's my, what is he to you? He's my deliverer. He's my high power. Praise God, the righteous can run into it and find help. Now, he wants to be our Savior.
Amen.
He wants to be our friend. And not only a friend, but he wants to be our God, our need supplier. Praise the Lord. But let me read it again. Hallelujah. My God shall supply all he needs according to his riches in glory of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're blessed to know Jesus tonight, praise God. He went on to say, David did. Praise God. He said, thou art my hiding place. Praise God. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Do you believe the Lord will keep you from trouble? Hallelujah. Wonder how many. And I know you don't know. I don't even know myself. How many times the devil trying to set you up to maybe tire you down or kill you or destroy you, praise God, because he's afraid you're going to tell somebody else about Jesus. And I've heard people testify in my younger days, and their testimony, when they get in the congregation, and somebody else sitting there would be healed and would be blessed when they're told how Jesus had healed them. Praise God. And they said, I'm going through the same thing you're going through with. Praise God. And if the Lord touched you, I believe he's able to touch me. And if he touched me, he's able to touch somebody else. Church, we need to get it to God. Praise God in the world we're living in, and let them know that he's our God.
Amen.
And he's well able.
Yes.
Praise God to do all things. Praise God, I look to him. I depend on him. Don't you? To get me up in the morning. Hallelujah. I depend on the Lord, hallelujah, to come down when I call on him and move up for you and I. But I've got to get back here just for a little while. But who is he to you and I today? Oh, I know a lot of people call him Lord, Lord. But he said they do not what I say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What are we doing? A year, Jimmy? Like a spare car?
Come on.
Never think about it? Did we ever think about Jesus? Did we ever praise him? Because we believe and know that our name is wrote down in the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Or do we have to wait till we get in trouble? And then we want somebody,
amen,
praise God, to lay hands on us or pray for us, or hallelujah, then we want to believe. Upon him, it might be too late.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you, and I'll say it like this, I need to shout and praise him and give him glory and honor and tell this world he is our deliverer. Yes. Praise God when the sun is shining. But praise the Lord if I will in the good times. Hallelujah. He'll be there in the bad times.
Amen.
You believe that?
Glory to God.
Go with him. Giving glory and honor and praise unto the King. Praise God. In my younger days, in my younger hours, and what I mean when I say that, when I'm able, Lord,
yes,
that I give you my best, I believe he'll be there,
yes,
in my older days.
Thank
to help us along the way.
Amen.
Say, when you get where you can't walk, you get where you can't talk. Praise God. If you believe the Lord, we'll carry you on through.
Amen.
I believe he will.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might not be able to do nothing, but in your mind, you're fighting the forces of hell, but in your mind, you know that Jesus Christ is with you, and he's still your joy. He's still your Savior.
Amen.
He's still your coming King one day.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And you'll even pray and say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Because you know in your heart and in your mind, there's a better day coming.
Yes.
For the saints of God. Praise God. He's able to supply all your needs. And look at the needs and the requests and the promises in the Word of God that the Lord has promised us. Well, I'm telling you, I believe he's still able to perform it. And I believe he's still able to do it.
Amen.
Well, the writer said, Jesus even spoke it. He said, have faith in God and doubt not in your heart,
yeah,
but believe. Believe. People's troubled about everything. Praise God. But they ain't really buckled down. Hallelujah. And chosen that good part.
Amen.
I tell you, the best thing that ever happened to anybody is when they accepted Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Let me back up here and read a verse or two. In the book of Luke, 10th chapter of the book of Luke, if I can see it. And about the 38th verse. Luke 10 and 38. Hallelujah. And verse 38, he said, then it came to pass, praise God, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. Talking about Jesus. Went into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. People today don't want to receive him.
Amen.
And I'm talking about him not in a natural wooden house. People, he's come through. He's pouring out his spirit.
Amen.
Upon all life. And let me tell you, neighbor, the call of God is went out over this world.
Amen.
Spirit and the bride. It says, come.
Yes.
Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
He's prone to come in to your house. Jesus said, church, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
I ain't talking about this natural house. Hallelujah. We're living in.
Amen.
But in this house. In our heart.
Yes.
Our heart's door. He's knocking at the door of our heart. Say, let me come in. Hallelujah. He said, if you'll open up your heart, the words. Open the door.
Amen.
He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you.
Amen.
And you with me. And I'll be your God. And our God will supply our needs according to his riches and glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus entered in to a certain town. Hallelujah. It said here, and it came to pass, as they went, he entered into a certain village and a certain woman. Praise God. Now Martha received him. Church, we need to receive him.
Yeah.
Well, what is it you're receiving? We're receiving. If you receive the word of God, you're receiving Jesus.
Yeah.
Said in that beginning, said it time out of time. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
Yes.
The Word was made flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
But she received it in their house. Church, you need to receive Jesus today.
Yes.
Into your heart.
Yes.
And in your life. But are you so wrapped up and covered about this? Worried about that? You know what? A lot of things that people worry about, it may never happen.
Come on.
And a lot of people are worrying about, what am I going to do? I'm getting old. I'm going to have something. That's all right to make a way for yourself. But you might not never live.
Amen.
To be old. But number one, first of all, you need to fix your life up.
Yes.
And your heart up.
Amen.
With Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah,
and not be worried about everything else.
Amen.
My worry is not to do the will of man,
yeah,
or the will of this world, but to do the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, if you received it and you say you've received it in your heart, in your life, well, what are you going to do? What is his will for you? What is his will for me? What would he have us to do? Praise God. He'd have us to walk upright.
Amen.
And to hold him up.
Yes.
To this lost and dying world. But Martha, she received him into her house.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe she received him with joy into her house. But listen, received him into her house, and she had a sister. Hallelujah. Called Mary.
Yes.
Praise God, which also sat at Jesus' feet. Now listen. Sat at Jesus' feet. Hear his words. And here Martha was. She received him into her house. But Martha, which also sat at Jesus' feet here, and Mary did. But Martha was cumbered about my service. Here Mary, hallelujah, one thing she was worried about. Hallelujah. A lot of people today is like Martha was.
Amen.
Troubled, cumbered about everything. But Mary just come sat at his feet.
Yeah.
Hearing. And I wonder how many people really got a hold. Praise God. Also sat at his feet. And hearing his words. But Martha was cumbered about much service. She was just going doing this and doing that. Just working and getting things done.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And she didn't like it because her sister wasn't helping her. And she began to talk to the Lord here. Come and said, praise God to him, and said, Lord, does I not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Don't you care, Lord, that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Listen, she's getting tired of having to do everything. But I got to say again, but the main thing is, we need to hear what the Word of God said.
Yes.
We need to hear what Jesus is telling us.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Then he said, many are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God.
Yes.
Oh, little Mary sat there just to take it in all that word. And really, Martha wasn't too much worried about what he had to say, was she?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because she's just going and cleaning and cooking, I guess, and everything else. Thank you, Tim. Praise the Lord. And our sister said, just to listen to all the words of Jesus. And she come, Martha did, and said, don't you care? My sister's left me to do all this by myself. Praise God. Would you better or the worse to help me? Or tell her to help me? But listen what he said. Hallelujah. Jesus began to speak these words in 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about much servant. And Martha was cumbered, troubled, trying to get everything done and let the words of Jesus go right on by.
Amen.
Praise God, and that's what people have done. Their everyday walk of life, friends, they have no time for the Lord.
Amen.
They wrapped up in the things of this world. But wouldn't it be better if maybe we slow down a little bit and give time for Jesus?
Yes, amen.
Used to be a person sang a song. I think it's in the Redback Hymnal. Praise God, do you have any time for Jesus? And that's what they're saying.
Amen.
Praise God. Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered and careful. And praise God, about much serving. You troubled about all these things. But listen, troubled about all this. But Jesus said, but one thing is needful. Brother, I tell you, there's one thing. In your life and my life, it is needful.
Yes.
Amen.
We may have to work. We may have to do this and that. But I'll tell you something. As we have to do every day short, and the things that we have to do, we don't want to forget about Jesus.
Amen.
What he's done for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where he's brought us from. And where he's taken us to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Martha, Martha. Children. You may have received him into your house or your heart. But you may not be doing nothing for him. But he said, work while it's day.
Amen.
Night's coming when no man can work. But he said one thing about it. Hallelujah. He said, Murray has chose that good part. I'll tell you, the best thing that anybody can really get or feel or do when you choose Jesus over everything else, and your time, praise God, is dedicated unto the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I know I've got to do this. Praise God, but I've got to do what the Lord wants me to do first.
Amen.
And that's the way it is. That's the way Mary was. She wasn't going about working and clamored about much serving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know somebody said, well, somebody had to do it. Well, I'll tell you, church, we got to live for him.
Amen.
We got to die.
Thank you, Jesus.
Other stuff can wait a while.
That's right.
Praise God. And I'll tell you, till we get a hold of him and get Jesus in our heart and life. And I believe he'll let us have time to do the things that has to be done. But we don't want to forget where our help comes from.
Amen.
Where our strength comes from.
Yes.
I'd hate to live in a world, praise God, and cry, my God, Jesus, and be miserable all the time.
Amen.
Do you believe out there, friend, there's joy in serving the Lord?
Amen.
A real joy.
Yes.
And Martha might not have had much joy, but I believe little Mary had some joy because she chose the good part. And she went on to say, hallelujah, Martha did, Martha, thou careful and troubled about much serving, about many things, but this one, but one thing that is needful, Mary has chose the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Boy, all this terrible stuff, it's going to end. He'll end with death.
Amen.
He'll end with the grave. Praise God. But if you got Jesus, it don't end with the grave.
Amen.
You can labor and work and lay up. Give all your time to working and laying back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then you die and leave it all. And boys, I tell you what, sisters, if we ain't got Jesus,
amen,
you know all that's waiting on me. If I ain't chose him,
amen.
If I don't choose this day, who are you going to serve?
Amen.
I don't know. Joshua looked at him one time. My Lord, they're serving the gods of the Ammonites and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the gods on the other side of the flood. Joshua looked at him. Said, boys, I don't know what you're going to do. You're serving the God of Ammonite. But these words, Joshua said, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Are you cumbered and troubled about everything going on in the world? But you don't have no time for Jesus Christ. Take time.
Amen.
And get a hold of something that's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is everlasting.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, children, we ain't seen the half of it.
That's right.
What's waiting on a child or a kid down the road?
Yeah.
But our God is able to supply your needs.
Amen.
Casting all your cares upon him. Put down imaginations.
Yeah.
Put down the powers. Because I'll tell you the weapons that the Lord's give us. He give us weapons.
Yes.
He's given us power.
Praise the Lord.
The weapons of our warfare ain't carnal. They ain't carnal.
Amen.
But they're mighty. Praise God, every force that comes up against us.
Amen.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
To put it down.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We ain't shouting because, praise God, we got the power. Or the Spirit is subject to us. But we're shouting because we've got victory.
Amen.
In our hearts and in our lives. Man. Don't you want to be like Mary? Choose the good part.
Yes.
Sit at Jesus' feet.
Thank you.
Receive the blessings. Let me tell you, you labor and work yourself to death. Till you past age. Praise God, and you still go on after.
Amen.
You done retired. You can go off. And friend, you're laying up treasures down here.
Yes.
Earthly treasures. Praise the Lord. But they sang a song. It all ends.
Yes.
With a grave.
Amen.
Praise God. But I'm glad that Paul made it. Statement and told you that if we choose a good part, nobody can't take it away from you.
Amen.
Nobody can pluck you out of the hands of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many believes and are persuaded that I believe he's able,
yes,
to keep that what I put in his hands.
Amen.
Against that day. Praise God. Said, so don't you care. In other words, Jesus, why don't you talk to her? Bid her to help me. Praise the Lord. But he had to tell her, but she's chosen.
Yes.
Mary chose that good part.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. I tell you, what are you doing? Children, you're laying up treasures. You're following Jesus. You're obeying the Lord.
Amen.
You're obeying the Spirit. You're laying up treasures.
Thank
in
God.
Glory. For mold, rust. You lay it up down here. You don't give it. Leave it to somebody. Praise God. Rust, mold, government, whoever may take it. But I won't lay a few treasures up, don't you?
Amen.
In heaven, hallelujah.
Yes.
For it'll be there.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to know, if we're building ourselves up and getting ourselves ready for the coming of the Son of Man, do you believe we got a mansion waiting on us?
Amen.
You may have a sickly body all your life and just right at the point of death, years on years, sickness, pain and agony for the days of your life. And a lot of people does. This one thing after another. But praise the Lord. But if you got Jesus,
yeah,
I'm leaving this world behind. I'm leaving this old fleshly body behind.
Yeah.
And going to have a new body. Like it unto the Son of God. A mansion. The walls of it. Is made out of jasper. The street of it.
Thank
is pure gold.
Yes.
A throne of it. The mercy seat. Praise God. All different kind of myrrh. Frankincense. Man, I'll tell you, I can't even mention them all without reading them. Praise God, the beauties and the splendors of it.
Yes.
Then the Bible say, if I could explain it to you,
thank you,
how beautiful heaven must be.
Praise the Lord.
Yet he said, eyes ain't never seen.
Yes.
years ain't never heard. He said it ain't in him. I can't even get it in my mind and in my heart. The splendors of heaven. What I got to tell you, you just got to go there to see that place. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I tell you, and it's waiting on them that's chosen the good spot.
Yeah.
Not them that's cumbered about this.
Thank you.
Labor and work till death comes, and still they find themselves lost and undone without God.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, I tell you, since you've chosen. Hallelujah. Chad, the people can move in. And what you got down here. And it's happened all over this worldwide.
Amen.
Well, they took this from people. They took that away from you. Hallelujah. Well, you might take my life. Somebody else might take your life. But they can't take what Jesus has given us.
Yes, amen.
And laid up for us.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I would that we all will be at Little Murray. And the Lord says she's chosen that good part. You can go on and on and on. Church, and he's supplying all of her needs.
Amen.
According to his riches in glory.
Thank
by
you.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We're blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me say to you, fight a little bit longer. Hold on.
Yes.
Best is yet to come. Maybe right over the next hilltop. Or right around the next corner. Hallelujah. We're moving out of this place.
Amen.
Into the land. Hallelujah. It's flowing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Paul said here. Hallelujah. Said we are troubled on every side. Trouble down here. Trouble every way you look.
Amen.
Trouble. Hallelujah. Here in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4 and 8, we're troubled on every side. Trouble every way you turn.
Amen.
Trouble every time you turn the news on. You turn on the TV, listening, there's trouble.
Yes.
There's heartaches. Somebody to die. There's trouble. Praise God. The church has a home in heaven.
Amen.
There's a home in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's a man called Jesus.
Yes.
Standing, crying out to you. Come to me. I'll give you rest.
Yes.
I'll give you peace. I'll give you joy.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, it's a happy life.
Yes.
When you live right before the Lord.
Amen.
And I know somebody, a lot of Christian people is miserable. Hallelujah. But you ever think if you're miserable, you might not be obeying God.
Amen.
Didn't the word say the ways of a transgressor is hard?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's a joy to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Real joy. It's unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I wanted to ask you this. Read you that scripture. Praise God. But who have you chosen? Martha, Martha. They're careful and cumbered about much serving. But Mary. Hallelujah. I know people that's chosen the Lord and that's all they are.
Thank you,
they fully time, fill time for Jesus. Go for the Lord. And I know we got to do this. Thank God knows it. But as our hearts and our minds stayed on him.
Amen.
Praise God. We just praying for you. Pray one for another. May God richly bless you as you reach out to the Lord. And I know that he will. And if you're having a battle, going through a storm, we're praying. Praise God, it will come on in to the perfect will of the Lord. And I say it again, I've said it a few times.
Thank you.
I'm a firm believer that he's not only a Savior, but he's a healer.
Yes.
I believe he's a touching somebody tonight out there. Praise God. All you got to do is reach out and believe. But I want to be about my Father's business. Didn't we know what Jesus said?
Amen.
When they began to talk to him and ask him questions, he said, "Know you not that I must be about my Father's business?"
Thank you.
He said, "We must work while it's day."
Amen.
Now it's come when no man can work.
Thank you.
What are we waiting on? Day is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. Pray. Reach out. Praise God. May the Lord build you up in that most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keeping yourself unspotted from the world. You come to him. Come to Jesus. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God sees it and call on him. He won't turn you away. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. God, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you, Lord, to come into my heart. He's right there.
Amen.
Wherever you at, whatever you need, praise the Lord. But before, it's too late. Think I've got too much to do. I got too many. I got too many things to take care of. But do it all. When you're getting wrapped all up in everything, you got to do. Time slipping away from you.
Yeah.
And the devil will keep telling you, you got forever. You're still young. You don't know what's lying down a highway. You don't know what's waiting on you. Down the next round, the next curve. Or when you go into the city or out of the city or in the country or out, you don't know what's going to befall you there. That's the reason it is that every day, every moment, every breath, every heartbeat, you got to make sure you're lined up with truth.
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Hallelujah. People's worried about, talked to several different ones. They worried about what's going on in the world. Praise God. They worry about the Antichrist. But I tell you, the main thing is worry about your soul.
Amen. You
may not never see a lot of things that's coming upon this world. Because it's appointed unto man once to die.
Amen.
And after death, it's the judgment.
Amen.
But I love you tonight. Appreciate you. Appreciate your prayers. Remember, Shoal Creek, Dan Cleveland House of Prayer.
Yes.
Praise God. They're just right up from Wildwood. Praise the Lord. We're coming into Wildwood. Off of Spring Place. We're right there in the corner. Shoal Creek Tabernacle. But make sure you find yourself in church, Summers.
Amen.
For they believe in the fullness of the Word of God and the Spirit and the power of God. We're going to let Tim come back and sing to you. Praise God. Then our brother James will be coming on here just in a minute. Praise the Lord. But pray one for another, Brother Tim. As he comes. May the Lord bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. They are made by man, built by frail and human hands, that an enemy can kill and get you. But there is one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's the one that saved. to gain breakthrough. Sometimes the wall of faith, sometimes the wall of faith, other times it's the first thing that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the other strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, will you stand and stand for me and bring a fortress round me strong that can't be moved? And I promise you today, when I bow my knees to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes the wall of faith, sometimes the wall of faith, other times every mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the other strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care. But the one for which I long, it makes all the other strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You, Jesus.
Get on these pastors here to minister to you. Hold on just a minute. Let me get him on. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at. Okay, it looks like we've lost Billy. Go ahead, Brother Miles.
All right, so yes. I did. Thank God, you know, we got an opportunity tonight to talk about what we're supposed to be fighting with and who we're supposed to be fighting for. Glory to God. People think, well, I'm in battle for God. No, you're in battle for your soul, and God just gives you the weapons that you can win the war with. That's what it's about, people.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He gives you the weapons to win the fight for your soul.
Yeah.
And you thought, my goodness, you mean he died for me and he gave me what I need to carry me through? Yes, he did. Glory to God, every time. Because this is what it says in chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 3, 2 Corinthians. Says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, we're not going out here taking a gun or a stick or a tank or a bomb and trying to fight Satan. That won't work. It's a spiritual warfare. We're fighting for our very soul. You're fighting to, you're either going into a lake of fire burning with brimstone forever and ever to suffer in that fire, or you're talking about winning your way into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Heaven. Hallelujah. It's real, folks. Hallelujah. And people, I don't like to hear you talk about hell. Well, hell ain't the worst place there is. Hell itself.
Yes, hallelujah.
There's a place worse than hell, glory to God. And we can avoid it, but we avoid it by not fighting with our flesh, but fighting with the spirit and power of God. Because he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. Glory to God. Let me tell you a little secret. This old boy ain't always been walking the upright path for God. I come out of the meanness and off the streets and doing everything I shouldn't do and all that stuff. But God gave me what I needed to break the strongholds down that Satan had me bound up in. It was drugs, it was alcohol. you name it, doing wrong, didn't care to lie, didn't care to cuss, and praise God, it wasn't me. It
bless
was
him, Lord.
I didn't get to fight something with no stick or club or gun, but God fought the battle. And when Jesus died at Calvary, he also supplied the weapons that we can fight the devil with. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be like he said, like Mary. We're seeking after Jesus and what he offers for us. We ain't seeking after something out in this world. Glory
yes,
to God.
Hallelujah.
Every bit of this world is yours. It's in your name. You got a deed to it. What happens when God comes, Jesus comes back and sets this world on fire? Hey, glory to God. I don't want to own it then, or you've lost it all. But if you've got Jesus, oh, glory to God. We inherit more than we ever thought about gaining down here. Hallelujah. It says this. We're supposed to cast down imaginations and exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. Now, you think about that. If we can bring every thought under the obedience of God, think about it, because the Bible clearly tells us that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the heart and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts. This right here will think things you don't want it to think sometimes. That's the reason you got a spirit within you that puts a right thought in you, that makes a right heart in you. A glory to God. Because he said, you know, don't be conformed to the things of this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind in Christ Jesus. That's what makes us mighty. Glory to God. We don't stand up as weak and can't stand up to the devil, because the Bible clearly tells us this. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He can't fight against what God gives us. He can't fight against the weapons that we're fighting with. Glory to God. If you got your Bibles, go over to Ephesians chapter 6. And right here in chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong. It was be strong in us. Be mighty, work out, have muscles, all that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, I'm not facing this by myself. I'm not winning through this because James Miles is such a good person, such a good man, got such a good heart. I've got the heart that Jesus put in me. I got a heart for God. I got a mind that's set on going home. I'm going to heaven one day. And friend, I want everybody to go with me because I'm fighting against Satan. And here's what it says. Glory to God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He's telling you, ain't fighting each other, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Oh,
now, that you can fight the rulers of darkness yourself, that you can fight all spiritual wickedness by yourself, that you'll find somebody with the devil in them. Glory to God. Walk up, just cast it out by yourself. I'll tell you, you're a liar, and you don't know nothing about God. Because if you can't depend on him, you can't stand in this world. This world will eat you up. That's what the devil does. He goes about like a roaring lion, just seeking whom he may devour. He wants to eat you, friend, but I've got one inside that hair lifts that old lion, and he can't take a bite out of me. Glory to God. He can't sink his teeth in me because there's somebody on the inside that rises up and fights my battles. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's the Word of God, a living Savior that died on Calvary. Glory to God for each and every one of us. Hallelujah, God. It's time that we get back to where we know who we come from. Because if we're saved, a seal, sanctified by God, hallelujah, then you're set apart. You're a peculiar people. What makes me so peculiar other than just being me? Well, what makes me so peculiar is Satan can't whip me anymore. Satan can't fool me anymore.
Amen.
Satan can't get me off the path anymore. He
can't
get me over here, and it takes my eyes off Jesus. That's why he can't get me. It ain't nothing that I'm doing. It's the one that lives in me. It's what he's doing in me. Glory to God.
Oh,
he's making
hallelujah.
A difference. Folks, and he'll make a difference in you. Glory to God. Ain't it time that we just got back to trusting God? Look what shape our country is in. Look what shape our world is in. Oh, woe is me. Well, shut
yes.
up. You're living each day. You're alive. You got a chance. You can get weapons in you that the enemy can't wield. He can't do nothing with
wow.
you. That's got all the nuclear weapons, all the tanks and missiles and boats and ships and things and everything they need. And the other has got rifles. Who you think's going to win? Well, Satan got a pop gun, and we got a cannon of the God.
Yes,
when he comes on the scene, guess what? Satan lost right then. Because we're not fighting this alone. We're fighting it through Jesus Christ. That's who's winning the battle. I'm not winning nothing.
Right. Come on.
When I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and he, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. And he washed in his blood, folks. I won the battle for me. Glory to God. Now I want to win somebody for him.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Tonight, glory to God, just to be doing something, just to be up and be on a, we're getting on a big radio. Glory to God. I don't care if it's on the street corner. I tell you the same thing. You can't win. Here's the thing. There's two words that everybody needs to know about facing all this stuff by yourself. Two words. I can't. I can't. But I got two more words for you. He can't. He can. And I got two more. He will. Glory to God. It ain't just that he can.
Yes,
it's that he
will.
Hallelujah. To them that trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He becomes your refuge. He becomes your anchor in the troubled storms of this life. He becomes everything that you need to get through this life and to make it. Glory to God. With your eyes fastened on Jesus. With your heart set right and set true. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gives you a spirit that comes inside you. And then it comes out in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see on my sleeve? That says warrior. Well, that don't mean that I'm a big, mighty man of valor that gets out here and does it. It means the man inside me has me fighting battles. But glory to God, he's the one that wins them. I can't. He can. I asked him. He will. Glory to God. Hey, that's what we need to fasten on tonight. There's a whole lot of I can'ts in our lives. But there's also one that ought to be in your life that he can and he will. Glory to God. Because he looks after his children. It tells us in Psalms. He said, my ears are attentive under the cry of the righteous. When they need help, he's coming down. He's fighting the battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's angels all around you. You might not see them, but they're there, folks. Glory to God. And they fight for you. They stand up. Even the angels of the little children said they're looking right in the face of God. That kid gets in trouble. They're hollering, God, look, one of your children's in trouble. Does the same thing for the one to save. Hallelujah. I've been in trouble a bunch of times, folks. I've been in battles. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare. I've had people come to me, I bring them out here on the porch and say, this one's got a devil in them. Can you help me cast it out? I can't do nothing. I know one that can. Let's go pray. Glory to God. And we've done it. I've seen it work. It wasn't nothing I've done. I was asking him to do it. I said, in the name of Jesus, you got to come out. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing I can do. Praise God, I ain't nothing of myself. But I've learned
that.
I am a child of God. I am a child
of
the risen Christ is my Savior. Glory to God. He's my defense. He's my rock. He's the one I stand on. He's the one I need every day. He's the one that you need every day. He's the one that will carry you through this life and on into eternity. He's the one that won't never let you down. He'll never fail you. He'll never quit you. He'll never back up on you. But he'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. You got a promise from God Almighty. Hallelujah. That he don't depart.
He'll stay
with us and be with us and be true for us and be our fighter when we get into fights with Satan. Because I don't know about y'all. My wife, when she was alive, Satan would go to attack in some way and she'd just stop and she'd go to pray and she'd turn around and say, I hate you, Satan. and all your dirty tricks, but you're not winning this one. And she just put him on the road. She did not let him stay around. She held on to God, but she put Satan down the highway, folks. And he couldn't stay around her. And glory to God, he shouldn't stay around you either.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Today,
bless you, Lord. Yes, come on, brother.
Are going through some trying times. It ain't nothing what I think it will be if certain ones stay in power, because they're going to come against us. They're wanting to teach children all ungodly things. But now the parents are raising up saying, uh-uh, them's my kids. You know why they're your kids? They're a blessing sent from God to you. He's showing you your, his love to you when he granted you a child. Hallelujah. It's the greatest gift that God gives us is a child in our life that we can love them and just worship them, hold them. That glory to God. It feels so good. Have that little baby in your arms. It look up and goo and God at you and all that. And praise God. That's a gift from God. It ain't. They're kids. They're our kids. Because God sent them down. Well, I got news for you. This salvation I'm talking about tonight, they might not know about it.
Uh-huh.
But praise God, I hope they're listening.
Yeah.
Because
hallelujah.
You do, no matter who you are or what side of this battle you've been on all your life, let me tell you something. God's got your number. He knows who you are. He knows what side you're on. He knows whether you're straight in the fence or whether you've made up your mind to serve the devil or to serve God. And he ain't been fooled.
Yes,
you
praise
ain't got
you, Lord.
And ain't going to be screamed from the rooftops. He knows everything about you, every little thing. He knows if you like Martha. You're worried about everything around you, but you're not worried about what's inside you.
Amen.
Man, there was a whole lot of stuff. I needed unloaded out of my inside to make room for God. A lot of stuff had to go. A lot of stuff out here had to go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Had to go. But you know what? I had a God to fight the battle for me. I could might not could overcome by myself, but I had a God that was big enough, mighty enough, and no trick, no lie. Glory to God, and no Satan could throw at me. And I fell for it because I had a God that was bigger than he was. I wanted to fight the battle and fight it every day. As long as I live, he said he'll fight that battle for me. I trust God. I trust the I am. He said, I am what? He is everything we need, and every time we need him, and glory to God, whatever we need for every trial, that's just what he'll be. He'll be your way of escape when you can't get out by yourself. He'll be your way of help when you don't know how to get help. Glory to God. I know there's times in my life I've got down to where we was broke, didn't know what we was going to do, and you know what? We just go to praying. And when we go to praying, money would come in. Tell me that ain't God. It wasn't people, wasn't this all of a sudden. I believe I'll go give him some money. They'd come to me and say, God told me to give this to you. People, that's my God. He fights for you. Do you not want that in your life? Are you satisfied with what this world's giving you? Are you satisfied with every time you think you got everything laid up just right? There's a big crook in the road, and here you have run off the road again. Back in the ditch. Start all over. Do it again, and you still can't get no work. That's because you don't have the right one driving the car. I've seen them tags on a lot of cars. God is my co-pilot. I can move over. You're in the wrong seat. You need to let God drive. Hallelujah. You'll run it off the ditch. But God will keep you on a straight and narrow path and will carry you into eternity, praise God. And it's time that we learn that as Christians and quit drying up when we get a hold of the vine of Christ. You got to bear fruit. You got to carry something on with you. You got to lay up treasures. Like a brother said, my treasures are not here. My treasures are there. I get them when I step through the gate.
Wow.
I praise God. I don't want stuff here because when I die, it'll be somebody else. But the treasure I've got, can't nobody receive it but me. It was put there for me by the Savior. And glory to God. I ain't going to walk on nothing that's shabby and dark like old pavement. I'm going to walk on shiny gold. Think about that. Can't do that in hell. You can't do that in the lake of fire because the gold will melt. It'll just melt and run down. But we're going to have streets of gold. Glory to God. I want to go into God's house where even the streets, the asphalt of the street is what we call riches down here. That ain't riches, folks. Riches is Jesus Christ.
Oh,
riches is all he can do in his soul. It's what he does to get a man's heart when he comes in and lets him know that all this weakness, all this pity, all these crying parties we have, and oh, we get in trouble, cry out on God, but then when things is going good, off my mind and out we go. That ain't the God we serve. He said, my God is a jealous God. He said, he is jealous. And when
you're
and putting them ahead of God, I got news for you. You're not going to receive the things out here and keep them, and you're not going to enter in the kingdom of God. You got to make a choice. You got to choose this day who you going to serve. You're going to serve something out here that when you die, it belongs to somebody else. You serve a God that when you lay up your treasure in heaven, they're there when you get there. You got eternity to enjoy them treasures. You got eternity to be with
God.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, brother.
I thought something else over here, too, I was going to read about. You remember in the Bible, over in Luke, about chapter 10, when he sent the 70 out, you know, told them to go out and to preach the gospel, sent them two by twos. He said, in chapter verse 17, it said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Not part of it. Not to withhold some of his tricks, some of his lies, some of his temptations, but over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Now think about that. If we've got power over
everything,
why do we cry so much? And I've been in church. I heard a preacher one time in church with me. And he got up and was testifying. And he said, Satan's had me and my wife fighting all week. All we've done is fussed and fought at one another. Then at one time it got so bad, I just felt like throwing a towel in. And I'm sitting over there just balled up wanting to say something because I'm thinking, boy, you don't know nothing about the Word of God. The Word of God said he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. You had control.
Amen.
And you let Satan take you down that road. I was an alcoholic for years. I've done real good, but here the other day I went to Walmart and that beer just called my name and I got me a half a case. I went home and now I'm back drinking. Well, you didn't trust Jesus, he would have stopped that. He'll break that yoke off you. Them chains that Satan has you bound, they'll fall down. But you got to trust God for it. You got to say, I can't do it. But he can. And you got to put your trust in him. It ain't in the preacher at church. It's not in the bishop over the church. It's not in the president. It's not in nobody. It's in Jesus.
There is no other name
given among men through and by which we must be saved than Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives the 70 power to do all this.
Yeah.
He's the one that gives the apostles the power when he sent the 12 out. And they come back, all these things happen. People getting healed, raised up, everything happening. Glory to God. It wasn't because of him.
Hallelujah.
It was because of him. It was because he can and he will. And friend, I'm going to tell you something. They doctors all told me I'd never see again. I went through a spiritual war. Satan, now you can't see to read your word. Now you won't be able to preach. Now I've got you shut your mouth. You'll sit down now. And you know what we done? Me and my wife got down praying, and we decided to get me a big magnifying glass. And I just kept preaching. I'd read through that magnifying glass. And praise God, you know what happened? He gave me sight in the eye. The doctor said, never see you. That was plain.
Praise God.
That got the vision. I said, here, read my Bible to you without glasses, without any help. He put sight in the eye. And all the doctors said, it'll never see you. Praise God. They didn't know who God was. They didn't know what God could do. Hallelujah. You see, I couldn't. He couldn't. The other doctor couldn't. But he could. And he did. And praise God. That's the God I serve. That's the one I want you to know about. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the living Word of God. Hallelujah. He was spoken from the Father and become a living being. And
come down, hallelujah.
And died and give hallelujah. Us the power that we can overcome the devil. Like I read to you out of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, we don't fight a normal thing. We're fighting these principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world. And glory to God, it's a spiritual battle. But you got the equipment to fight it if you got Jesus. But if you don't, friend, if you've lied to yourself, if when you go to church, you can't even lift your hands and praise God or give a testimony of praise God, something wrong. And you better hope you don't meet Satan by the wayside, because he'll deceive you. He'll steal you. He'll eat you up. Praise God.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? God will hair lift him, and he won't be able to bite you. He won't be able to eat you. He won't be able to claw at you. He'll throw stuff at you, and you laugh and go on through it, because you know who's leading your way. You know who's fighting your battle. But today is time. We've got to get back to the old type of warfare, like Grandpa and Grandma fought. They got down when it dried up, it wouldn't rain. The crops going bad. Well, they'd all get together out in the fields and have a prayer meeting. And they'd get down and pray. And glory to God. You know, God would send the rain, save the crops, save them, feed their families. Glory to God. They went through depression, Mom and Dad did, through the depression. But they lived, and they had food, and they worked for it. And got out in the fields with mules and plowed fields and done stuff like that. But they made it. God made a way, and he'll make a way for you. Right now, seems like everything is backwards and going wrong, and evil's taking over our whole land. Well, it hadn't took over this part, had it? And it better not take you over. They can stand up to anybody that comes against them and mouth off to them and this, that, and the other. But they can't tell the devil, you're going to have to leave me alone. I don't belong to you. I am sold out for Jesus. I'm living for the Lord. I'm living for one, hallelujah, God, that won't just save me. But if I'll serve him as I should, he even told me, I'll save your whole house. Praise God, that's the God I want. That's the one I want to serve. If I don't serve and just dwell on my kids being lost, I pray to God and trust him for it. I can't. He can.
Remember that.
That's just four words. Two of them for you, two of them for him. I can't. He can. If you'll remember that, nothing else. If you'll just remember that and tell that every day to yourself, I can't. He can. You'll win the battle, friend. Glory to God. You think about being on drugs and what that does. They'll steal from mom and daddy. They'll steal from stores. They'll do this and that just to get another little bit of drugs. But if you turn it over to Jesus, you don't have to go to rehab. You don't have to go through no 12-step program. You don't have to spend a year or two behind bars where you can dry out. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. God can take it away from you just like that. And you're going to win in every fight you fight, because he'll be standing by your side. When you go into the battle, you get real hot. I believe he just gets up in front of us and spreads out and says, no further, devil. Glory to God. This is mine. This is mine. Their heart belongs to me. Their mind set on the word of God. And they're headed home. And you're not stopping them. I won't let you, because they hadn't backed up on me. They've been faithful. They've been true. They've held on. When everything comes against them, these are mine. They're my children. And you are not going to bother them. Friend, don't you want that? Don't you want that sureness in your life where you can say, God is my helper. Glory to God. I know from whence comes my help. I know who sends me joy every morning. I know who gives me peace in my life. I know who gives me the power to get up and face whatever I face and know I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win. Before I start in the battle, I know I'm going to win, because I don't have to fight by myself. I got one. Brother Don and Sister Betty, glory to God. It ain't us that's winning this war. It's us that lets him fight through us. But praise
Come on,
God.
Come on.
It's the power of God that works through us for righteousness. It's him that if we hunger and thirst after his righteousness,
yes,
we shall be filled. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't have to walk around, hallelujah, all pushed down and pucker-faced and all that. We can walk with a smile, knowing we're victorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Savior has it under control, and he has me under control. Praise God. Ain't that amazing, folks, that you can go through this life and you don't have to go through it all flustered and worried and being like Martha, just worried about every little thing.
Praise
you walk through it yourself. God's got this under control. I see that you've got this in your hands, Lord. And God, I can't. But you can. And I trust you. You will. Praise God. That's what it's about. If you get down praying and asking God to do something, that don't mean automatically he's going to do it. But that means if you believe he'll do it. He
yeah.
said, whatever you want to me, none doubt him.
Yeah.
I will do it. Praise God. Don't doubt it.
Amen.
Trust him. Believe he will. Believe he's there. Believe
yeah.
he's here. Believe he's watching you. Glory to God. His eyes is always upon us. And his ears are listening for us to cry out to him. If you need help, call on God. He sees your problems before they get to you. He's done seen.
Yeah.
But he knows if you got strength to stand or if you're going to have to say, Lord, help me one more time. Lord,
help
me. I can't. You can't. Lord, help me. He'll be there. He'll stick closer than a brother will. Of course, nowadays, brothers kill each other, get mad. It's not like it used to be where the family stayed together every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, all of us. They'd all gather up, love on each other, and have the families now. This one's mad at that, and that is mad at this one. This ain't don't like that ain't. This uncle don't like that uncle. And they all coming against one another. That's when the family needs to call the head of the family, call them in. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. And we're going to end this today. But we're going to ask Jesus to come back in this family where he's always been, where he needs to be today, where he needs to be tomorrow, where he needs to be forever, is inside us and in our families, in our homes. Glory to God. God will come in and he'll settle and squabble. He'll come in and set your feet back on a rock where you can stand and not sink up in the mire of this world. Glory to God. I've never studied the Bible. I'm just going to say one I remember one. It's about Elisha. And him and his servant was in this one city. And the king of Syria sent a bunch of people, horses, chariots, men. And they heard that he was in that city and he was going to get him. They surrounded that city. And Elisha walked out there and looked at them. You know, all of them, they were surrounded. And his servant said, what are we going to do? He said, what? There's more us now or them. Can you imagine what his servant was thinking? He looked at his eyes and goes, one, two. And he looked at them and said, what? And then Elisha goes to praying. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he can see. And God opened up his eyes, and he looked up this whole mountain. Was horses and chariots with angels on it. And it looked like flames of fire. And glory to God. And ain't that something? God is fighting our spiritual battles. They come to destroy this man of God. But God was there. And he's there today for you.
Yeah,
and he'll be there tomorrow for you. And glory to God. It don't matter the trial. It don't matter the problem. It don't matter the situation. Glory to God or the circumstance.
Yeah,
God will be there. And he'll take you through. And just like them, they didn't have to fight a lick. God was there and took over that battle himself. You'd say, well, they must have killed them all. Elisha said, no. Don't kill them. He said, Lord, strike them blind. Struck every one of them blind. He gets out there and talks to them. They don't know who he is. Can't see him. Follow me. Y'all grab him. Just follow me. He leads them to the king of Israel. You say, oh, but they got destroyed dead. The king said, what should you do? Should I kill them? And he said, no. Feed them and give them the drink. So the king feeds them, gives them the drink. Their eyes are opened up. They go back and tell the king of Syria. And it said the king of Syria never came against them again because he saw the weapons of warfare that God had was mightier than anything he could put together. Glory to God. Just like the Egyptians found out when God's on your side, the sea will come together and drown you all. That's a little less. You think about two men, and Elisha standing there going, there's more of us than there are them.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. The devil's going to come against you. If you're the strongest Christian that ever walked the face of this earth, and you got all kind of power, Satan's going to come against you. He's going to attack you wherever you're the weakest. He'll come at you.
Thank
He'll
you,
come
Lord.
At you with a hard force. But all you got to know is there's more of us than there are of him. Because God,
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God, and me, we ought to be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. We ought to be able to
move
to fight. Hallelujah, God. Every time. Not one time. Not when this comes or when that comes. But no matter what comes, we ought to be able to trust in God to be our defense, to be our rock, to be our refuge, a place that we can go and hide, a place that we can spend and know we won't be moved. But you don't build your house on the sands of this world. You've seen all these houses, places showing where the tornadoes hit, where the floods have come by the rivers and just swept everything away. Build your house on Jesus Christ. And that house will stand.
Praise the Lord.
No matter what comes, that house will stand. Friend, I ask you tonight, you know, God has a plan for your life. Oh, no, he calling me to preach. I said that too. I got that down praying one night in an altar. And God said, I'm calling you to preach. And I'm not joking. I looked around to see who he was talking to. And I found out it was me. And I said, God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to do nothing like that, God. I can't do that. And there it goes. I can't. But he could. He did. And he will for you.
Yeah.
Whatever he calls you to do, he'll equip you to do it. Whatever he sends you to accomplish, he'll give you what you need to accomplish. And if the devil gets in the way, don't worry. God will move him. And you'll be able to go and do just what God
says. Yeah.
If we listen to ourselves, there's a lot of times places I wouldn't want to go that God wanted me to go. But I can't do that. If they call and say, brother, won't you come over here? I'm gone. I'm going. I trust God to make the way. I just go to do what God said. Tonight, are you doing that? Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
in your life?
Come on.
Are you just living to do what God said? Are you trying to follow Jesus everywhere you go? Are you trying to get those yokes and chains broke loose from you where you just feel
Bless
free?
More.
Where you just feel so delivered from this world, knowing that, praise God, this world ain't going to last, but the one that's to come is eternal. Are you ready for that? Because if you're not, friend, you'll never find a better time to say, Lord Jesus, you know, I've heard him preach tonight. And he's talked about Martha being worried about everything around her. Oh, I've got to make this, I got to do that. But she wasn't worried about Jesus. And here was her sister. She's at the feet of Jesus. It's all we know.
Yeah.
She chose the good thing. We need to choose the good thing so that he can
That's
get
right.
Us. He said, I know you
yeah.
need all this stuff out here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. We're struggling for stuff that we need. God will give it to us and supply it to us. I ain't saying lay down and don't work. But I'm saying trust God for it all. Everything. He said, every good gift and perfect gift cometh down
yeah.
to above. From our Father
Amen.
Of lights. Tonight, he's the one that gives you everything you've got. Every breath you take. Every beat of your heart. Every thought in your mind. All of the love in your heart. He give that to you. Can you give him some back? Can you love him back? Tonight, I'm asking all of you. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? And I'm not talking about, oh, I've been to an altar. And I got down and asked him to forgive me. And then I got baptized. But I ain't never felt that spirit and that strength and stuff like I should. Then you don't know Jesus. I asked you, did you know him? Because to know him is to love him. And to love him is to trust him. And to trust his power, his strength, to be our weapons of war that we fight the enemy with. You can't do it, Bass. I told you. I can't. You can't. Brother Don can't. Sister Ben can't. Nobody can.
Come on,
we
bro.
Can't do it by ourselves. But the Bible
no.
says I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. God, he'll give you the power. Do you want it? Tonight, all you've got to do is pray and ask it. Before we get off here, I'd like to pray with you. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, Father, there's so many out there that are like Martha. There's so many Marthas in this world. They're troubled and cumbered about all these things in this world. They worry, they fret, they fear. They do all these things, God. But the one thing they're not doing is trusting. And I'm asking you to move in their hearts tonight to draw them like a magnet draws steel. Draw them
yes,
to
the man.
And let them start to learn that all the power of heaven can live within them because the Holy Ghost brings the power. Glory to God, the Father and the Son. He said, my Father and me will make our abode with you. For glory to God, then what's going to hurt you? What have you got to worry about? If your soul is taken care of, friend, you ain't got a thing to worry about. But if it's not, right now, you don't know if you'll die tonight, tomorrow, next week, when it might be. You just know you're going to die. Where will you be then? Because you'll be without Jesus, without salvation, without the power to make war against that enemy that's tormenting you right now. So trust Jesus tonight. Father, I just ask you to give them blessings on top of blessings, to move on all the ones on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, all the ones that listen, God. I ask you to move in their lives in such a way that they cry out when things go bad. I can't, but I know you can. And Lord, since I asked you, I know you will. And just count it done, and it will be done in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Can't pray them dry prayers anymore. I'm getting too old. My heart's too soft. But I love y'all. I love everybody out there.
Yes,
thank y'all
God.
See this video, share it out. You see us where we put it out on Facebook, share out this message because people need to know. A lot of people's worried about the wrong thing today. They're worried about today and what's in it. We need to worry about forever because that's going to be ours too if we serve Jesus. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Good word, brother. Tim? Tim's going to come around and sing a couple of songs.
Yes, hallelujah.
Worship the Lord with us.
Well, since today's the National Day of Prayer, I'm going to sing a song that my pastor had me learn. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying?
Yeah.
So I'll look at them. Let me find it here.
Hallelujah.
Caught me off guard here, okay?
Yes, and Lord.
Okay, are you praying hard?
I was there when they killed Moses. I was weak when I could be. When I finally reached the bottom, someone said, "You first to me." Are you praying hard? Are you hard to pray? On your mind is thrown away. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard to pray? In all trials and tribulations, thinking God has turned his back. If
you want to change your situation, the game look over your head. I pray it hard, on your heart is breaking, on your mind is thrown away. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are your heart praying? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are your heart praying? And here's another prayer song. Talks about Daniel and the lions then.
Yeah.
Once there was a king, he thought he got it right. Daniel was the last to the morning light. They led him to the dungeon and they threw him in. He was on his way to suffering the meal with him. But on his honest face, there appeared a plan. Never saw a hungry lion and he went a praying man. So pray, Daniel, pray. That's the way you make it through. Come on, pray, Daniel, pray. Don't let the devil get the best of you. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can save a lot of extra prayer. You say this is what I have and you can cry out in your head. Never throw a hungry lion and it ain't what you're praying, man. When you hear your struggle doing Daniel did, call up to your father like a little kid and tell him that you're thinking you deserve one more. Then get up and leave your name to lock the door. When the first dark cloud, they will understand they're a hungry lion and they need what to pray, man. Don't pray, Daniel, pray. That's the way it made you free. Come on, pray, Daniel, pray. Don't you let the devil get the best of me. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can save a lot of life to bear to be heard. And you're faithful to have him be right out of your hand. There's a hungry blood in his hand for praying, man. Come on, pray, man, pray. That's the way you make it pray. Pray, man, you pray. Don't you let the devil get the best of you. Your problems aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can take a lot of it to better be heard. And you're thankful to have him eat your heart out of your hand. There's a hungry lion in with a praying man. There's a hungry lion in his hand with a praying man.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that song. I've got a few prayer requests that's come in. A friend named Marilyn Harrell that's down in Dalton, Georgia, she said to pray for her. They found out about 5 weeks ago that she had breast cancer. Over breast removed on the right side, and she's got a very rare cancer, and she says, please pray for me. So we need to pray for her. And Ben McDougall is not feeling well tonight. James Harris is having his pacemaker battery replaced soon, so pray for him. Marie Baker says pray for us. Just many, many of them that need prayer tonight, so we're just going to lift them all up to the Lord. We got about 40-something seconds, but we're going to go ahead and pray for these people. They're in need of prayer. Lord, we just come before you, praise
yes,
you, and
Jesus,
thank you,
Lord.
For a great position that was in the heart of you, God, and we're going to ask you right now.
God bless.
Love y'all. God bless.